Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. That's the birds bringing us back. A little Ecclesiastes. I think that's chapter 13. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check that out and use it to your advantage. We've got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Have a great visit with our good friend Jeff Zabar. Jeff is he is the chief home officer, and we're talking about things, taking care of things when they go bump in the night, before they go bump in the night. Maybe even being prepared. Imagine that, Jeff, being prepared.
Being prepared.
Who ever heard of such a thing? What kind of crazy idea is that?
Yeah, exactly. And again, like you said, not looking to make light of what's gone on, but we have opportunity during quiet seasons to plan for. That's why you take out insurance. That's why in the game of life, not metaphorically speaking, but the actual board game, life, when you used to drive along and you'd come upon the states that said buy insurance, I don't want to buy insurance, but you know what? Now you look back and while it didn't really matter then, you say, okay, I have to. I have to have life insurance because I have youngish mm-hmm. children. And I have to have health insurance because the alternative, well, now will cost me. But, you know, I can't imagine going bare. You got to have all sorts of things. So you have to think about it for your business as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So so what are some other things that you've been having some technology issues lately, haven't you?
Shh, we don't speak of that either.
Okay, nope. Well, then we're in trouble.
All my technology is working well. My fax machine has been a little bit naughty lately. So the rest of you guys, my router, my modem, my CPU, you're all doing great. Thank you. We love you. No, the fax machine, and people are going to say, what about a fax machine? I have this fax machine that sends, when you fax.
How often do you fax things anymore?
I rarely fax at all.
Or send or receive, but sometimes you do. And that's the thing. I mean, there are still people who want to receive a fax.
In my instance, it's more that I'm not so much that I'm fax as much as I fax that I'm receiving faxes.
Right.
And what my machine does is it receives. It's a Sharp. I've had it for probably 5 years. It receives a fax. It PDFs it. It turns it into a PDF file.
And emails it to you.
And emails it to me. Yeah. So no paper, no toner.
Right.
Now that is worth saving. So this machine.
And it also, will it not also reverse that process?
I can scan a document to PDF, and then it will come to me, and then I can email it out. Email it. Yes,
Reverse, but it's broken. So why don't you just buy another one? In most small businesses, or maybe even the big businesses, almost all of us have a graveyard somewhere in the building.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, where the monitor broke, and instead of paying somebody $100 to come fix it, or to find out that it can't be fixed, we just pay $105 for a new one.
Right. Well, think about the time. There's a lot of time involved in both sides. So, for example, I spent about 45 minutes to an hour diagnosing the problem, finding that the manual that came with it does not discuss how to clear the memory, which was the beginning of this entire problem.
Right.
Then I had to go online. Lo and behold, online I found the instructions for deleting the memory, which was the problem originally, but it also deleted settings. So one thing led to another, and that leads me to the main point of this, is having George.
Who's George?
George is your tech guy. George is the guy you call.
I am my tech guy.
Well, you are, but I'm sure there's things that you can't figure out. I'm sure. I know you're Jim Blasingame.
Well, when I say that, I mean as a small business owner, most of us are our tech guys. I mean, some of us have folks who can help out a little bit, and thank goodness I've gotten to the point where I don't have to do everything anymore. But basically, you know, it falls back on one of us.
It does, but there has to be, you know, if you believe that there's a scale of technological knowledge in everybody, there's some stuff, there's a point beyond which you just don't understand.
So you're saying you need to find, and this is not easy to do either, by the way, folks. It's the reason we're bringing this up. Find somebody you can count on that's a pretty good utility infielder tech guy.
Exactly. And you're not going to, you don't need them on retainer. Yeah. You just need to have his number handy and need to be willing to pay when the time comes. You are absolutely right.
George might be Jason or Ethan or
It could be anybody. It could be Georgina.
Exactly. But my point is they might be 17, 18 years old. They might be college interns.
Right. Right.
My last couple of Georgias have been, you know, barely shaving.
Right. Exactly. And go-getters who know their stuff, and this isn't about getting them cheap.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't about you get a college intern to work for 15 versus some other guy who wants 17.
No, I'm just talking about somebody who will actually show up.
Someone will show up for the job.
Many Georgias don't show up.
They can be iffy. So it really takes, it gets back
so
to you.
So find a good tech person.
Absolutely.
And here's the other thing that you got to do when you find that person. Whatever they charge you, pay them more than that.
Right.
Write a bigger check than they said they wanted.
Right.
Because you want them to come back. You want them to take your call. Because more than likely, you're going to need them at a time when it's not convenient for everybody.
Right. Absolutely. You want them to know that it's worth their while to push you.
You don't want to be a cheapskate. Be chintzy with George.
Right. Even if, like you say, even if it's what he bids, you know, give him a little extra.
Yeah,
make it worth his while.
Absolutely.
And as much as I tip, you know, when guys come to work on appliances and stuff like that, the charge is $85, I'll give him $10 for his effort, you know, just if he does a little extra. Whatever.
Right.
Just tipping service people can never go wrong.
Right. Exactly. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Jim, it's always great to be with you, and we'll be talking soon.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com, right?
Absolutely. That's the place, and Chief Home Office on Twitter.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. See you later. Next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, 29 after. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.